This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Ian Greystone is the Treasurer of Joy, Chancellor of the Exchequer. Ian's, this is your third year?
Well, I've done two. I'm coming up to two.
Coming up to the third year. So this AGM, you've still got a year to go after that.
Correct. That's right.
Right.
Yes.
Now, I'm an ex-board member. I know what's involved in being on the board. Tell us from your perspective, is it what you expected when you joined all those years ago? What's the biggest challenge?
Look, we were talking about it off air. I mean, the interesting thing that I've learned is before I got on it, I used to think about Joy and other organisations. You'd think, why don't they? You know, why don't they do this?
And who's they?
Well, that's right. And then, you get on the board and you realise, hey, that's us. So that's a bunch of volunteers. So I guess that's the first thing is basically the board is made up of volunteers, so we're not paid. It's a good board. It's, a group of diverse voices. We have the AGM coming up on October the 22nd, and we have three positions up for grabs this time round. So we're looking forward to that. So, look, I guess that's it's. Has it met my expectations? Was that the question?
Was it what you expected? You see, you talked about, oh, why don't they do this? Yeah. Why don't they do that? Why are they doing this?
Well, I think that was my...
You're they
my,
now.
That was my personal learning. Was
you're one of the they.
That all of a sudden, the reason why things aren't like what people want to be is usually around resourcing and people to actually do them. So when you get on a board and people start, you know, maybe if they have some comments or criticism, you kind of think, well, yeah, it's but you know, we're all trying to do it and we're all trying to move in the right direction. So I'm probably sounding a bit negative, but I don't mean to. But it's
so can I ask, is it easier or more difficult than you thought it was going to be?
Look, I'd say being the treasurer, personally, I kind of worry about the money. Given
that is your job.
And given the station's been going for
20, we don't have any.
And the station's 24 going into its 25th year, there's this kind of pressure and the weight of the years behind. You don't want to be the one that kind of goofs it up. And, what we know is that it definitely runs very lean. So it's money in, money out. It basically runs, on the backs of the volunteers and the sponsors and the contributions that we get from a variety of different sources. And all of them, we basically have to go out as a volunteer group and, you know, a handful of paid staff and go out and do this and make it happen. So, I mean, it brings in around $990,000, so just short of $1 million to run the station. So that's a lot of money to bring in consistently each year. We had a small surplus, which will be announced at the AGM, which is great. Last year we had a small deficit. We have cash in the bank at the moment, but as people that look at the finances know that we have cash flow things to watch in terms of a lot of our money comes in at the radiothon towards the end of our year, so we eat into that cash, so that kind of gets a bit interesting to watch.
It's peaks and troughs, isn't it?
It's peaks and troughs, and we don't have a lot of, fat there to kind of roll around with. So.
But, I mean, the reality is... a community radio station, we rely on our community, we rely on our sponsors, our donors. We do manage to do it. And that's a credit to everyone involved.
It is.
Has it got any easier, Ian, in the 2 years, that you've been on the board? And I know, yes, you worry quite a bit. That's all your board members ringing you, telling you don't talk about anything. No, it's not. That you do worry about it and you think about it, but a big part of this, and I know there's been a lot of improvements made in the financial controls and the reporting, so that you're actually much more across the issues much earlier. That makes a difference, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, the thing that I've found interesting is you know, one of the things we wanted to do was obviously, well, not obviously, but we wanted to increase the depth of the money coming in. I mean, at the moment we had a lot of small to medium pieces of money that come in, and we wanted to get some long-term sponsors. So I know we've gone out and we've tried to reach some of the corporates for more 2 or 3 year flows of money, and that's been harder than I thought.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, that's been a learning. We really need to leverage our contacts on that. I don't think we're going to be able to actually get corporates to cough up 100 grand or 200 grand is pretty difficult.
I think when you get them to commit, and a couple of the sponsors I've been involved with, I know that they will be ongoing.
Yep.
It's a matter of you've got to keep the engagement with them. You've got to keep letting them know how much we value what they do.
We do, yeah.
And how much we value their support.
Yep.
But I've got to tell you, it's always been a struggle, Ian. Mm. It's always been a struggle to... but we've always managed to do it.
That's correct.
But we do as a station.
Yep.
You know, membership is hugely important.
Very.
Because it gives people a real connection to the station.
Yep.
It does raise a significant amount of money. Mm.
Can I just remind people, if they do want to join up, we can go on to joy.org.au.
.org
even. Sorry.
.org.au
and become a member today.
Because, you know, we're on air. We don't run on air.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. So, and look, and on that note, yeah, we should definitely call out, and I know we don't do it often enough, but a special thanks to people that have sponsored, to our members, to our paid advertisers. We've had a couple of bequests during the year, which is, you know...
I think is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, which is a...
You know, for... you know, there are two things in life that should be... That are going to happen. Death and taxes. There should be a third one, and that is donate to Joy.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Yeah.
That's good.
So there you go. now, we're going to leave... this segment shortly. Mm. Then we're going to have QNN, or have we had QNN? No, we've had QNN.
We've had QNN already.
Then we're going to talk football. Apparently, there's something going on at the MCG today.
Mm. There's a lot of people with scarves in Melbourne at the moment.
I know. In fact, there's a picture circulating on the net of Ian with a Richmond scarf on.
I am going today.
You are going.
Very excited.
You're very excited?
Richmond.
So when we come back, chicks talking footy, or a chick talking footy. I want to thank you, Ian. Being treasurer is not easy. It's the probably one of the, if not the hardest, one of the hardest gigs on the board. I have some sympathy for the federal treasurer because, you know, everyone is always after him trying to get money. People are always trying to get money out of you, aren't they?
Mm. So, yeah, and just before we wrap up on that, so again, I'd just like to call out a special thanks to our sponsors, our donators, our members and our volunteers, because it really just totally depends on all of that. So it's
it does.
Good to see.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.